This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of...
When it comes to cancer, Joe Jackson's song holds out little hope, proclaiming... And sure enough, the cancer rate has increased threefold over the last century. So, does everything give you cancer? No, it's just that we live so much longer nowadays. In 2012, the New England Journal of Medicine celebrated its two centuries of existence. Over those 200 years, the nature of the diseases that affect us has changed enormously. Now, the concept of disease is complicated. It's important to realise that it's not just the doctors or the patients who define a disease. As Dr. Jones and colleagues wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine, and I quote, "Diseases can never be reduced to molecular pathways," unquote. In other words, they are much more than that. Diseases are defined by the social, economic, and political processes that shape society itself, including deliberate advocacy by interested parties. So, at different times, in different societies, the following have been, and have not been, diseases: homosexuality, alcoholism, masturbation, chronic fatigue syndrome, and sick building syndrome. In one sense, who gets what disease, and I quote, "lays bare society's structures of wealth and power," unquote. In a way, poverty is a disease. Now, back in 1812, people died of diseases such as gunshot wounds, drinking cold water, mortification, teething, and even being missed by a cannonball. In those times before antibiotics, there was a whole bunch of fatal infectious diseases, including a strange one called spotted fever, which caused neither spots nor fever. A century later, 1900, the pattern of disease had changed again. Tuberculosis and pneumonia each killed slightly more people than cancer and heart disease kill today, around 200 deaths per 100,000 people each year. And another century later, that's 2010, there was a different pattern to the diseases that killed us. One very surprising finding is that in the USA, and I quote, "the previously steady increase in life expectancy has stalled and may even be reversed," unquote. If this apparent reverse turns out to be real, this current generation in the USA will be the first to have a lower life expectancy than their parents. Now, the first change from 1900 to 2010 was that the overall annual death rate had dropped from 1,100 deaths per 100,000 per year down to 600. The second change was the increase in heart disease by about 50%. This is partly related to the obesity epidemic in Western countries, which in turn is related to overeating and lack of exercise. In the USA, 36% of the people are obese, and over 70% are overweight. But the reality today is that many of the jobs are so-called thinking jobs, where we do not have physical exercise as part of our jobs, but instead we just sit and think. The third change was a massive drop in the deaths previously caused by infectious diseases such as pneumonia, influenza, tuberculosis, and some gastrointestinal diseases. Vaccination eradicated smallpox and may soon eradicate polio. A fourth change is that women now live longer than men. On one hand, there were huge changes in antenatal care and obstetric practice, and on the other hand, the epidemic of heart disease that peaked in the USA in the 1960s affected men more than women. And the fifth change was the tripling of cancer deaths. Now, this is where it gets complicated. About 5 to 10% of cancers are caused by genetics. And so the remaining 90 to 95% of cancers are caused by environmental factors. Diet and obesity, 30 to 35%. Tobacco, 25 to 30%. Infections, 15 to 20%. Radiation, 5 to 10%. And other causes. So does that mean that everything gives you cancer? Well, yes and no. Yes, a small number, not everything, but a small number of environmental factors can lead to cancers. And no, you have to live for a long time to get most cancers. About 80% of men have prostate cancer by the age of 80. But in most cases, the prostate cancer does not kill them. And about 35% of people who die are later found to have had a thyroid cancer. But the thyroid cancer did not kill them. Most people who are diagnosed with cancer are already over the age of 65. So the increase in cancer rate is overwhelmingly due to the fact that we live longer. And these extra years of life allow extra time for the cancer not only to start, but to grow and eventually kill us. As cancer scientist Robert A. Winebury said, and I quote, "If we lived long enough, sooner or later, we would all get cancer," unquote. But that's not quite as catchy as the line, "Everything gives you cancer."
Everything gives you cancer, everything. What does it mean? Why is it so?